This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
In the beating heart of Richmond's largest college would probably be the last place you'd expect to find a pocket of true Yemeni culture, especially not at Schaefer Dining Hall. And then there's Kawa House. Right at the intersection of Schaefer and Franklin is the newest addition to Richmond's fierce coffee scene. Welcome to Rate This Plate. I'm your host for today, Spencer Panel, and I'll be taking you around to Richmond's newest coffee spot, Kawa House. Immediately, you're hit with warmth and the smell of chai and spice, which is great because it was freezing cold when we filmed this.
I think what this place has in terms of vibe, like over the lab, the Blanchard's, is that like it feels a lot more like comforting. It's very warm in here.
Even warmer was the staff behind the counter. The menu ranges from your standard drip to rade, sanani, and a smattering of Yemeni teas, or even a brown sugar latte. I mean, look at it. It speaks for itself.
Wow. So we're going to do a small black coffee, please.
My standard of excellence, however, is a black coffee. Impressive as the menu may be, few places have passed my test.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, dude. That being said, dude. Kawa House passed with flying colors.
This is black coffee.
This is a brown sugar latte.
Mine is good. It's good. It's good drip. Let me try yours.
Yeah, I was going to say, try that.
As a chain coffee skeptic, their light roast shocked me with notes of citrus and fruit. My days of drinking overpriced bitter coffee are done. I ordered a Khalit Anul to accompany my brew. Expecting something sweet, I was welcomed with cheese butter mixed with an airy, honey-soaked pastry.
Okay. Yeah, wow. No, it's really good. It's actually really good. It's not just, yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's really, really good. It like melts in your mouth, kind of.
Whoa. No, like these little pockets of butter and the I think sesame seeds and like honey on top. Absolutely delectable.
I didn't have the chance to ask what exactly cheese butter is. I'll just say it's something that you have to experience for yourself. I think my friend at the front counter could sense our yearn for more, delivering what looked to be a deconstructed baklava.
I think it's got like a little pistachio on top.
Nope. Still no.
It's really good. It's interesting. Like, it's not like a super heavy pastry, you know? Or like...
Yeah, I think I need another bite.
Yeah, I think...
I later learned that it was a golden basbousa. Unsurprisingly delicious, sweet, and the perfect companion for a black coffee. I expect everybody to be lined up for Kawa House to get a taste of that.
I think it's pistachio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Feels like they're really artisans here.
The honey, the first pastry too, the honeycomb, right?
Yeah.
It's different. Like, there's presentation to it, which is not normal.
At Blanchard's, you just get like a
cheese danish, just a normal cheese danish, and like a normal croissant. It's honestly kind of sad looking at Blanchard's and other coffee shops and Starbucks, you know, whatever. This is different. There's a presentation, and there's, I don't know, there's almost a statement with it. It's really cool. Yeah.
We left with a full heart, feeling caffeinated and rejuvenated. I missed my friend at the counter on the way out. However, I'll always hold Kawa House, their kindness, and exemplary coffee in my heart. If you liked this episode, don't forget to rate, review, and download the show, and check out our other Revoice Network originals. Follow the Revoice Network on Instagram at Revoice Network. Once again, I'm your host, Spencer, and this was Rate This Plate. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next week.